Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to listen to a few of my favorite Christmas stories and sing songs that will get everyone in the holiday spirit. Our first story is about a young man that lives in his wooden house and loves to make children happy by making them toys. The Story of Santa Claus. A long time ago, before your parents and their parents and their parents were born, there lived a merry young man named Claus. He lived in a snug wooden house in a place called Laughing Valley. Claus loved his little wooden house, and he loved Laughing Valley. But most of all, he loved to make children happy. One winter night, Claus sat by the fire with his cat, Blinky. There was a lot of spare wood. Claus picked up a piece and started to carve. Ears, whiskers, tail. Soon, Claus had carved a wooden cat. It looked just like Blinky. But what shall I do with it? Claus wondered. You see, there were no toys then, so Claus did not know. Just then, Claus heard a cry for help in the winter wind. Claus rushed into the darkness and found a little boy buried in a snowdrift. Joey! Claus cried. Joey was a little boy who lived near Laughing Valley. He had been lost in the snow. Poor Joey was cold and crying when Claus brought him inside. The child felt better in the warm cottage. He felt better still when Claus gave him the wooden cat to hold. Soon, Joey was fast asleep. Now I know, said Claus. The wooden cat is a toy for children to love. I will make more and give them to as many children as I can. So Claus began to work. He made another cat and another and another. He gave the cats to the children in the nearby village. News of the wonderful toys spread far and wide. One day, Claus decided to make a lion instead of a cat. He thought about the lions in the forest near the valley and carved the lion with a big, toothy smile. Not long after, Joey brought his little sister Marie to the cottage. "I have a present for you," said Claus. He showed Marie the toy lion. But it looked so fierce that Marie was frightened. She began to cry. "I don't want to scare children," Claus said. "I want to make them happy." Claus comforted Marie and gave her a big hug. Then he gave her a toy cat of her very own. Marie went away happy. But Claus had made a decision. "From now on, I will carve only gentle animals, squirrels, rabbits, deer, and little lambs." Soon, Claus was making other kinds of toys as well. Dolls, drums, horns, and cymbals. He built rows of shelves and covered them with playthings of every size and color. Then Claus filled a sack with toys and set off down the road. He gave a toy to every child he met. The children were so happy, they clapped their hands and sang. But winter was coming fast. Before long, the snow was so deep that Claus could no longer walk to the village. One morning, Claus looked out the door and saw two deer from the forest. They walked lightly and easily over the snow. "I wish I could walk on the snow like you," said Claus. "Then I could bring toys to the children." Now these were magic deer, and they understood what Claus had said. They could talk. Their names were Glossy and Flossie. "If you will build a sleigh," said Flossie, "we will gladly pull you to the village." So Claus built a sleigh. And that night he harnessed the deer, and they drew the sleigh swiftly over the snow. But by the time they arrived at the village, everyone was sleeping and all the doors of the houses were locked. "How can I get in to leave the toys?" Claus wondered out loud. "We'll take you to the roof," said Glossy, "and then you can climb down the chimney." In one bound, Glossy and Flossie lifted Claus, the sleigh, and the sack full of toys to the roof. Claus was delighted. Claus climbed down the first chimney and left a toy for each sleeping child in the house. Then he climbed back up the chimney, and Glossy and Flossie leapt to the next roof. When all the toys were gone, Claus and the deer sped back to Laughing Valley. People knew Claus had left the toys because he was the only toy maker in the world. The children beamed with delight, and their parents thought Claus must surely be a saint. They started to call him Santa Claus. And since that time, Santa Claus has set out every Christmas Eve with many sacks of toys and 10 reindeer to pull his sleigh. As his magic reindeer pull the sleigh through the sky, Santa Claus calls out to the sleeping houses below, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Thank you. Let's listen to a classic Christmas story written by Clement Clark Moore, first published in 1823. This is a wonderful story that has delighted children and families for many years.
"'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Clark Moore. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Yourself. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve will soon be here. Now, you dear old man, tell me what you're going to bring. Tell me if you can. Please, Santa.
Christmas songs. In our next story, you will meet Little Bear. Little Bear and his mother always hibernate during the winter time, so they don't get to celebrate Christmas. Let's find out what happens when Little Bear's friends decide to wake him up for Christmas. Little Bear's First Christmas. Wake up, Little Bear, said Mother Bear. Winter is over and spring is here. Little Bear opened one eye, then the other. He yawned and he stretched, and then he sniffed the air. Spring, cried Little Bear as he jumped out of bed. Hooray! In no time at all, Little Bear was skipping happily through the woods. Soon he came to his favorite meadow. Hello, Bunny Rabbit. Hello, Bushy Squirrel. Hello, everyone, he called. Why, hello, Little Bear, the animals said. Did you have a nice winter sleep? Yes, said Little Bear, but now I'm ready to play. What are you playing? We were telling stories about Christmas, said the animals. Christmas? Asked Little Bear. What's Christmas? So the animals told Little Bear all about Christmas. He heard about the white, sparkly snow that covered the ground and was ever so much fun to roll in. He heard how the trees were decorated with strings of cranberries and popcorn and lots of twinkling candles. Best of all, he heard about Santa Claus, who came on his magic sleigh with presents for all the animals of the forest. When Little Bear went home, he asked his mother, "Why don't we have Christmas, Mommy?" "Because, Little Bear, Christmas comes in winter, and winter is the time when we bears must sleep," said Mother Bear. "But you'll have fun all spring, summer, and fall. You'll see." The days of spring and summer passed quickly, and Little Bear did have lots of fun. He ate wild huckleberries until his tummy was full. He swam in the river and played with the slippery fish. Soon it was fall, and Little Bear had fun then too. He and his friends stomped in the leaves and played hide-and-seek among the trees. The days got colder and colder. One day, when the last leaf fell from the big tree, Mother Bear said, "Little Bear, winter is here. It is time for our long sleep." "But I don't want to go to sleep," said Little Bear. "I want to stay up for Christmas." That night, Mother Bear tucked Little Bear in bed and gave him an extra big bear hug. "Good night, Little Bear," she said. "Sweet dreams." Little Bear tried as hard as he could to stay awake, but he was so sleepy and his eyelids were so heavy. And soon, he was fast asleep. Meanwhile, Little Bear's friends were getting ready for Christmas. As they decorated the trees of the forest, they passed by Little Bear's den. "Poor Little Bear," said Sally Mouse as she peeked in. "He won't wake up until spring. He'll miss Christmas." "Wait," said Bunny Rabbit. "Maybe Little Bear doesn't have to miss Christmas." "What do you mean?" asked the others. "Let's wake up Little Bear for Christmas," Bunny Rabbit cried. "Just for Christmas, and then he can go back to sleep," she added. "Yes, let's," everyone agreed. So on Christmas Eve, the animals of the forest tiptoed into Little Bear's den. "Wake up, Little Bear," they whispered. "It's Christmas." On a little sleigh with its very own jingle bells, the animals pulled sleepy Little Bear to a special place in the middle of the forest. When Little Bear opened his eyes, he was delighted. "It's just like the Christmas in your stories," he cried. All that night, Little Bear celebrated Christmas with his friends. They ate their favorite foods, sang their favorite songs, and made angels in the soft new snow. Then the animals heard the sound of ringing bells. It was Santa Claus. His sleigh was loaded with presents, which he handed out as all the animals cheered. Everyone opened their presents and the celebration continued. It was the best time Little Bear had ever had. When it was all over, the animals took Little Bear to his den and tucked him into bed. "Good night, Little Bear," they said. "See you in the spring." Mother Bear woke Little Bear at the first sign of spring. "Did you have a good sleep?" she asked. "I'm sorry you missed Christmas, but now you can have lots of fun." "But I didn't, Mommy," said Little Bear. "I didn't miss Christmas, and it was wonderful." Mother Bear smiled. She was glad her Little Bear had such sweet dreams. What a sweet story about good friends. This was the best Christmas present the animals in the forest could give Little Bear. Are you ready to sing a few more Christmas songs?
Told the ancient yuletide carol.
I hope you enjoyed these Christmas stories and songs. Let's end today with just a few of my favorite holiday songs.
Here we come a-caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Good master and mistress, as you sit by the fire, pray think of us poor children who wander in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Trains, a ball, and an airplane.
The elves are in the workshop. They're busy making toys. The elves are in the workshop. The workshop, the workshop. The elves are in the workshop. They're busy making toys.
A truck and a drum set, a bear and a toy jet.
The elves are in the workshop. They're busy making toys. The elves are in the workshop, the workshop, the workshop. The elves are in the workshop, they're busy making toys.
A bike and a blue sled, a car that is bright red.
The elves are in the workshop, they're busy making toys.
Has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
I'm Anne Marie Kelly. Wild Precious Life is a podcast about dreaming big, digging in and connecting across distance, division, and loss. In each episode, I talk with prize-winning writers, musicians, and wanderers who remind all of us how we can make the most of the time we have. So meet me here. Let's walk and talk and dream and discover what it means to be wild, precious, and brave.